It's time for Fresh Oil with singer-songwriter and pastor Keith Manley, a program designed to minister the gospel of God's grace and to bring fresh oil to the brokenhearted. And now, with today's program, Pastor Keith Manley.
Hello, friend. Welcome back to Fresh Oil. I am Pastor Keith Manley, and I'm so glad you tuned in today. Perhaps you're listening on a podcast format, on one of the many radio stations across the country, or maybe you're listening on Facebook, but I'm so glad you tuned in for the broadcast, because every day on this broadcast, we believe God wants to pour out His Spirit on you afresh, anointing with His strength, peace, and joy, with fresh oil for every step that you take. And today we're continuing on my series entitled Matters of the Heart. It's a book I wrote a while back, and we're beginning with the truth about what is the heart today. The Bible speaks of the heart more than 800 times in the Bible. Over and over again, God points not to our appearance, not to our performance, but to our heart. In Proverbs 4:23, this is one of my favorite verses in all the Bible. Listen to what it says. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. Another translation I like says, guard your heart, for out of it proceed the issues of life. So whatever's in your heart is going to determine the course of your life. If everything in your life flows from your heart, then we had better understand what the heart truly is. Now, when we say heart in our culture, we usually mean our feelings. We see a Hallmark card with hearts on it. We talk about following your heart or listening to your heart. But biblically, the heart is far deeper. The heart is like the very control center of your life. The heart is where your thoughts originate. The heart is where your desires take root. And it's in the heart where your decisions are formed. Jesus himself said in Matthew 12:34, he said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So your heart is like mission control. Whatever fills it will eventually shape your words, your actions, and ultimately your destiny. You know, I want you to picture NASA, their mission control center. There are screens everywhere. There's voices chattering. People are monitoring every system of the spacecraft. And from that one room, the course of a rocket is determined. And it's the same way with your heart. Your heart is mission control for your life. And what happens there determines the direction of your journey. Friend, let me ask you today, if your words and actions are a reflection of your heart, what do they reveal about who is controlling mission control? Is it the Spirit of God, or is it fear, bitterness, pride, or self? Sometimes when your heart is broken, you live out of a broken heart, and there's bitterness, there's fear, there's all these emotions that are coming out. The Hebrew word for heart is the word lev, and the Greek word is cardia, where we get our word cardiac care. And together they reveal that the heart is the very seat of our inner life. It's the thought, the will, and the emotion all combined. In Deuteronomy 6:5, God gave this command to Israel. He said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength. Notice, loving God, it starts in the heart. Now in Romans chapter 10 and verse 9 and 10, the great verse about salvation, Paul said, if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with the heart that you believe and are justified. So see, even salvation itself, it begins in the heart. I want you to think of your heart like the engine of a car. You don't see it when you admire the vehicle. It's under the hood, but it powers everything. You can polish the hood, you can shine the tires, you can even paint the car a bright red, but if the engine is dead, the car won't go anywhere. Friend, you can polish your life on the outside, you can put on makeup, you can make it look beautiful, dress it all up. But if your heart is dead towards God, you won't move in His direction. The engine is stalled. Now here's the question. Am I more focused on polishing the outside of my life or keeping the engine of my heart alive and surrendered to God? In Proverbs, Solomon put it this way in chapter 23 and verse 7. He said, "As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he." Your heart and your thoughts are inseparably linked. That's why Scripture commands us in Philippians 4:8, he said to think on whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable. Think on these things. Put those in your heart, he says. Do you know your heart is like a garden? And every thought is a seed planted. And if you plant seeds of bitterness, anger, or lust, don't be surprised when weeds begin to grow. But if you sow seeds of truth, hope, and the Word of God, you're going to reap a harvest of peace and joy in your life. Think of your heart like the hard drive of a computer. Whatever files you download and store will be what you bring up later. Garbage in, garbage out. But if you put truth in, life is going to come out. Ask yourself today, friend, what am I allowing to grow in the garden of my heart? What am I downloading into the hard drive of my mind? Friend, the heart is not only the place of thought, but it's also the seed of desire. You say, what do you mean, Keith, the seed of desire? In Psalm 37 and verse 4, the psalmist said this, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." So that's where your desires are. They're in your heart, your thoughts, feelings, and emotions, your mind. That doesn't mean God gives you whatever whim pops into your mind. It means that when you delight in him, he shapes your desires to match his. He'll give you the desires of your heart. God will put good desires in your mind. I want you to think today of desire like a compass. Wherever it points, that's where you'll walk. If your compass is set on wealth, you're going to chase money. If it's set on approval, you're going to chase applause. But if it's set on Christ, you'll chase his presence. You'll want to be in church. You'll want to be in worship. And desire is also like appetite. If you eat sugar all the time, guess what? Your body is going to crave sugar. But if you start eating healthy, your body will adjust and crave what nourishes. Boy, I've had a life-changing diet change over the last 2 years in my life. And you know what? I have found that my appetite has changed. My desire has changed. In the same way, when you feed the heart, your heart and soul, when you feed it the Word of God and His presence, your desires will change. You'll begin to want godly things in your life. What is the compass of your heart pointing to today, friend? What's your appetite fixed on? In Proverbs 16 and 9, it says, "In their hearts, humans plan their course, but the Lord establishes their steps." See, the heart is where decisions are formed. Choices are not just intellectual, they're spiritual. Joshua said in Joshua 24:15, "Choose this day whom you will serve." And see, friend, that choice begins in the heart. You know, I believe the heart is kind of like the steering wheel of a car. The engine may be running, and the body may look good, but it's wherever the wheel turns that the car is going to follow. Who has their hands on the wheel of your heart today, friend? Your decisions will reveal what you treasure in your life. See, Jesus said in Matthew 6:21, he said, "Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Imagine opening a bank vault. Whatever's stored there shows what the owner values. They have a safety deposit box. You go put your key in it, and it's where all your valuables are. Friend, if we open the vault of your heart today, what treasures would we find? What decisions have you made recently that reveal the true treasures of your heart? If your heart is the control center, if it's the engine, the compass, and the steering wheel, then it's got to be guarded. Remember Proverbs 4:23, above all else, guard your heart, for out of it proceed the issues of life. Everything you do flows from it. You know, in ancient cities, the gate was guarded day and night because whoever controlled the gate controlled the city. And your heart is the gate of your life. If you leave the gate unguarded, guess what? The enemy is going to walk right in. I want you to think for a minute of a water filter. If the filter is clean, then the water is going to be pure. But if the filter is clogged, everything becomes contaminated. So guarding your heart's like keeping the filter clean, so that whatever flows out of your life is good. In Philippians 4 and verse 7, it says this, "The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." Friend, when you surrender your heart to Christ, He posts His peace like a soldier at the gate of your heart, protecting you from the enemy's invasion. Satan would love to take over your heart. Don't let him do it. So what kind of heart does God want? In Psalm 51 and verse 17, it says this, "A broken and contrite heart you, God, will not despise." In Ezekiel 36 and verse 26, He says, "I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh." Friend, God isn't asking for your perfection. He's asking for your surrender. He wants a soft, teachable heart that's willing to be molded in His hands. When you read Jeremiah chapter 18, it's the story of the potter and the clay. And the potter shapes, he molds, he presses, he remakes the clay until it reflects His vision. That's what God does with your heart. When you give it to Him, when you become pliable, and you hand your heart over to God, He will reshape it and make it into what He would love for it to be. In Acts 13 and verse 22, it says this about the psalmist David. It said, "David was a man after God's own heart." Was David perfect? Far from it, friend. But he was quick to repent. He was eager to worship. And he was willing to follow. That's the kind of heart God is looking for. What kind of heart do you have today? Is it hard? Is it divided? Is it distracted? Or is it surrendered to God? Friend, the heart is the most important part of who you are. It's the control center of your thoughts, your desires, and your decisions. And today, God is calling you to give Him your whole heart. Not a divided heart, not a distracted heart, but a surrendered heart. Father, today, I bring you my heart. Forgive me for letting weeds grow in and thoughts that shouldn't be there, for letting wrong desires shape me, for letting poor decisions mislead me. Cleanse my heart, O God. Guard my heart and shape it until it reflects Yours. I surrender the steering wheel, the compass, the vault, the gate. Lord, take it all. In Jesus' name, amen. Walk in grace, friend.
What does it really mean to be in Christ? The Bible declares, "If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." In his new book, In Him, The Mystery of Christ in You, author and pastor Keith Manley takes you on a powerful journey through Scripture to discover your true identity, security, and destiny in Christ. You'll learn how to live free from condemnation, walk in victory, and rest in the promises of God. Not by striving, but by abiding in Him. Whether you're new in the faith or longing for deeper understanding, this book will open your eyes to the life-changing reality of Christ in you.
My new book, In Him, The Mystery of Christ in You, is available now on Amazon.com in paperback, hardcover, or the Kindle ebook. Get your copy today.
Thanks for joining us today for Fresh Oil with Pastor Keith Manley. Fresh Oil is an outreach of Grace Family Church in Rockford, Illinois, and can be heard each weekday at this same time. You can reach us online at weneedgod.com. Until next time, remember, God's love for you is unconditional, and He he makes his mercies new every morning.